to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone, and welcome to my last show for 2010. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And next Friday on January 7th, my guest will be Peg Donahue, and we'll be talking about how to create a prosperous year. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, though, I want to let everyone in the Seattle area know that I'll be speaking at East West Bookshop in Seattle next Wednesday, January 5th, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. I'll be talking about how to create more prosperity and ease in 2011. And I'll be there as part of Kathleen Carrera's monthly event. To learn more, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And on the homepage, click on the link for my appearances. I also want to let you know that we're finally starting our next 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business program. That'll start on Monday, January 24th. Now, when you sign up by January 10th, though, you get an early bird discount. This program is guaranteed to increase your prosperity or your money back. Whether you work in a business, own one, or just want a more prosperous life, this course will give you the tools to have one. Go to askmadeline.com and click on the link for 8 Keys Prosperity Course. Lastly, have you ordered your 2011 Good Timing Guide yet? Tomorrow starts our new year. If you want to be more successful in 2011 and get better results for your important activities, then a Good Timing Guide is essential. It lets you know when to take important actions and when to wait. You can order securely at the Polaris store by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, we just finished Mercury retrograde on Wednesday the 29th this week. But don't expect everything to go back to normal right away. Mercury is still very slow. It's also moving forward over the same area, just retraced. So if you've discovered some mistakes or you're rethinking a major decision, you still have until January 17th to finish researching big decisions or to fix mistakes. So for at least the next week, just be patient until we get past all the delays. We'll really take off in the new year after we get past January 17th. Now, next, on January 4th, we get a solar eclipse. Now, the primary meaning for this series of eclipses is related to large and ambitious group projects. These normally include an ending or separation first, so that new groups can come together to accomplish these complex and major projects. These endings could be a big surprise in some cases. And if you're encountering endings, look forward to the big new project that the universe is bringing you. These changes could occur from December 4th through February 4th. In addition, the secondary meaning for this eclipse is related to permanent records, traditions carved in stone, and ancient messages from the past. In most cases, the issues will be related to longevity or stability of the foundation or structure. So look to see if some part of it is worn out. Do some structures need to be changed? Used negatively? Changes that are not allowed create further limitations. Now, this solar eclipse indicates that we have plenty of responsibilities that need to be handled. And we also have plenty of financial limitations. Nothing new there with all the debt our country has on all levels. But it's important to notice that the universe is emphasizing this. If you have any way to negotiate your debts down or begin to pay them off, then you'll use this cycle in a positive way. These energies are shown by the cycles of the Sun, Moon, and Mars together in Capricorn, and all of them square Saturn. Now, you can also use those energies to accomplish a lot of work. It's a very nose-to-the-grindstone energy, and it's very strategic-oriented. In fact, if you don't write down your plan of who's doing what and by when, chances are the universe will give you a stop sign and keep you from moving forward until you do. However, if you use these energies well, you can accomplish an amazing amount of work. The Sun square Saturn cycle comes into range today and peaks on January 7th, stays in range through January 14th. Now, the solar eclipse has another very unusual set of energies associated with it. These cycles relate to money and love. Two of them are great, two of them are not great. First, the good news. On the day of the eclipse, we have Venus trine Jupiter and Uranus, suggesting a lot of unexpected money and or love. Wow. We could all use some of that. And remember that money and love tend to go hand in hand. That's because when you feel happy, excuse me, when you feel happy, it's a lot easier to attract money to you. Now, these cycles are already in range, and they peak on January 4th, and they remain in range through January 10th. Now, before I tell you the not-so-great news, I also want to mention that Jupiter conjunct Uranus is exact that day for the last of three times. Now, this cycle is associated with unexpected high-growth opportunities that are just getting started. And often these high-growth opportunities are related to new technologies, especially in the utility industry. Airlines, broadcasting, science breakthroughs, oil, shipping, pharmaceuticals, and anything that could be considered inspirational or spiritual. The cycle, and anything that has to do with the oceans. The cycle stays in range through February 6th, and it won't happen again for roughly another 13 years. Now, for the not-so-great news regarding love and money, at the same time that we have that terrific cycle that suggests lots of money and or love, we have another set of cycles that suggest just the opposite. In fact, money may be running away from you. This is usually due to either not paying close attention to it and not tracking it well, or because you're deceiving yourself or someone else is deceiving you. So just remember that when it comes to deception, it's usually not possible for someone else to deceive you unless you're deceiving yourself first. Now, on top of that, we have a second tough cycle of Venus square Chiron. This is a very challenging love and or financial aspect. It's common to put out a lot of money without getting a good return. So be careful about investing at this time. You could be misled and lose a lot of money. The same can happen in love. Now, you could use both of these tough cycles to let go of old hurts and choose forgiveness and compassion instead. And doing that would be very healing, especially for you. Now, that's the positive use of Venus square Neptune and Chiron. And if you decide to make that choice, then money and or love is very likely to come running to you. So consider choosing forgiveness, tolerance, and compassion. The healing from that will bring you a lot more prosperity. Now, these tougher cycles peak on January 4th through the 5th, and they stay in range through January 10th. Now, as if all that isn't enough, another set of cycles associated with our solar eclipse on January 4th is Mercury square Jupiter and Uranus. Now, the short version of this is to be sure you keep your computers backed up. Or you might lose your data. Also, be extra careful when driving, since unexpected things can come out of the blue and cause accidents. You may also change your mind about something important or say something unexpected that would have been better left unsaid. So be careful what you say and think. If you find yourself saying or thinking negative thoughts, cancel clear them right out loud, then substitute a better thought so they don't get you off track. Now, these particular energies are a good lesson in developing more flexibility and resourcefulness. So whatever isn't working can be worked out by being more flexible and resourceful. These cycles come into range today, peak on January 10th, and stay in range through January 15th. So be sure to watch what you say. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide. This week, your tip is this. We have a lot of green dollar days coming this coming week, January 1st through the 5th. But notice that we don't have any good final results until Friday, January 7th. And especially notice that on January 5th and 6th, those orange final result codes suggest something isn't coming together as expected. So just be patient and wait until at least Friday the 7th or the following Monday, January 10th, to start new projects. And be sure to avoid Friday's timeout, too. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. And you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. To register, just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. The link is in a box at the top right of the home page, and it's free, so sign up today. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. If you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again, 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Behind every complaint is a commitment. Have you heard yourself complaining today? Do you hear others complaining? When anyone complains, they are adopting the role of victim. They would not complain if they were not feeling victimized. David Emerald's book, The Power of 10, observes that a victim is someone who has a dream or desire that has been denied. If they didn't care, they wouldn't complain. 10 is the empowerment dynamic, which is a way of thinking, being, and taking action that begins with shifting your attention from that of a victim to that of a creator. So if you find yourself complaining, the first steps is to reconnect with the dream, desire, and what you care about. Focus on the outcome you want. For example, if someone cuts in front of you on the highway, shift your focus away from them to your own safe driving. And then the next time you hear someone complaining, ask yourself, what is the commitment behind the complaint? And speak to them about caring. Focusing on what you want is the way of the creator.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem, it was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at SeattleNutrition.com. Seattle Nutrition.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Did you know that you can increase your prosperity by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2011 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day, when to act, and when to wait. This color-coded guide provides the time codes for success for all your important activities. Her Good Timing newsletters provide insights into the economy and how to best work with the cycles. J.P. Morgan and Walt Disney both used astrological cycles to become highly successful and prosperous. Now you can too. To order the 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletters, call toll-free 877-524-8300. That's toll-free 877-524-8300. Or go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Start prospering with the 2011 Good Timing Guide.
Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, but I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. And also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. And remember, I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. So start the new year with a roadmap for your success by scheduling a consultation. Benny, do we have some callers?
We do, and a happy new year to you as well, Madeline.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, and to you too.
Thank you. So as your what's your outlook for the new year for yourself?
Oh, I'm going to have a fantastic year.
Okay. Maybe stay away from some snow?
Well, I don't mind snow, so I'm okay.
For our listeners, Madeline was a little bit trapped on the East Coast with all of the weather conditions out there. So I think you're kind of staying far away from it, I see.
I am staying a little far away from it, yeah.
All right. Well, sounds good. Well, again, Happy New Year to you. And we'll take Megan. She's calling in from Seattle. She also wants to know what's up for the new year. Her birth date is July 26th of 1958. She's not too sure of the time, but she has been told that her moon is in Sagittarius, and she was also born in Seattle. So, Megan, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. What's going on?
Hi, Madeline. Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you, Megan. Now, before we go into your questions, I just want to let you know, it looks like the moon was in Sagittarius that entire day. So, I don't have any... you know, I'm missing about a third of the information by not having a time for you. So let's do the best we can. So what kind of a question do you have?
Well, I'm just curious about 2011, just what's coming up, maybe move-wise.
It look like you might be moving this year. And is there any kind of change in your career happening?
No. Things are looking good there.
Okay. So, but it does look like you could be moving. Probably this might be, I mean, it could happen now through the early part of the year, but it might happen later in the year, too. Let me tell you when that might occur. I'm just going to pull up my other software here and give you some idea. It could happen now through about, early April.
Early April.
So there's one window, through early April. And then the next window would be a little bit later, like August, anytime after August, you know, early August.
Oh, well, that sounds good. If it's going to happen, I'd rather it later.
And it looks like it would be easier later, too.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Yeah, it looks like it will be easier later. Yeah.
So things are looking good with the move because I've been in the same spot for like 20 years, and so
goodness.
Yeah, so it'll be a.
Now, is there any kind of debt situation going on, or any kind of relationship issue going on?
Just kind of getting my feelers out there again.
You're not in a marriage right now, or
no.
Oh, okay.
You see anything on the front there?
Well, it looks like there's some kind of transformation going on in that way, and if you do transform that situation so that you have relationships, and you might find that person through a group, you know, like an organization where you're interested, or possibly trying to think of what else this might be. If you have, like, any long-term friends who might introduce you to a person.
Oh, okay. Okay, well.
So those are the primary places it looks like you could meet somebody. But could also meet them at work.
Oh.
Are you working?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm working.
Yeah.
So.
So those are kind of the hot-to-trot spots.
Oh, okay.
But it also looks like you could get a promotion this coming year.
Oh, that'd be excellent.
Yeah.
That That's
and I would
good.
Look for that, you know, let's see, relatively early in the year if it's going to happen. That's when it would be happening. What I would do is I would thank the universe in advance for having already provided you the promotion so that you easily attract it to you.
Oh, boy, I thank you, universe. I thank you.
Absolutely.
That's
okay.
Right. It's new year. I thank you even more, and thank you, Madeline.
Oh, you're welcome. You take care, and thank you for calling in.
Okay. Happy New Year again.
To you, too.
Thanks, Megan, and a Happy New Year to you and your family and friends. And I think, Madeline, we'll have time for one more call.
Yeah, I think we do.
All right. Sounds like an opportunity for Diane to give her little chance to speak with you. She's calling in from Redmond. She wants to also know what the year ahead is looking for her.
Okay.
And her birth date is January 28th of 1938 at 4:30 p.m. in Seattle also. So, Diane, welcome to Cosmic Connections. What's up?
Hi,
Diane.
Hi, Madeline.
There?
Mother, hurry up and give me the time. Okay, I'll call you back.
Is your time right, the 4:30 p.m.?
My mother was calling me on the other phone. I had called her to see what time I was born, and I think it was 4:30 in the afternoon, but we're not all that sure.
Not positive.
My mother's 91, and she's kind of forgetful.
Oh, yes, I know. My mother's 90 as well, so I know how that goes.
Yeah.
Anyway,
thank you for taking my call. It's a good way to start the new year.
Oh, thank you. Yes, and I'm glad to do it. Let's see. You're looking for what question can I answer for you?
Well, you know, I'm going to be 73, and I'm still working full-time, and I work as a personal chef. And,
wow.
And I'm tired. I want to be able to retire, but financially I just can't do it. And I just wondered, you know, if there's anything exciting coming along that's going to make it possible for me to either do something easier or more lucrative or something like that.
Uh-huh. Well, let's see. Financially, let's see. You know, you have an interesting setup in your chart. You get a lot of money through other people. Are you married or have you been married?
I'm widowed 22 years.
Oh, okay. And you have a tendency to lose it unexpectedly.
Mm-hmm.
Did that happen to you?
Yes.
It did. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what I would do with this situation. You actually have the ability to bring the money to you quickly and unexpectedly yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But you typically experience it through somebody else giving it to you. You see, that's how you do. So, but it's actually your own energy that is showing up when this money comes to you. It's your energy.
So you say there's money coming through someone else, but it's my energy that brings it to me.
It's your energy that's causing that to happen, you see. But, I mean, this is just your pattern, lifelong pattern in your birth chart. That you're protected, you have the ability to attract a lot of money to you, but somehow you unexpectedly get rid of it. And you may feel uncomfortable having a lot of money. This is a very common problem we see in prosperity training, is that people
You know what? I'm willing to risk it.
Yes. Okay, so here's what I would do for you. If I had your chart, I would start working on playing the lucky, you know, like the scratch games and things like that.
You know, I that's funny you should mention, because yesterday I bought lotto tickets, and I haven't
Good.
Done that, and I don't know the last time.
And we're going to run out of time, so I want to quickly tell you that I had a woman on my show earlier this year, and if you go back and look, you can listen to the radio show. I believe her name was Gail. I can't remember her last name. And it was all about winning money. And she has come up with books that help you to win money, techniques that help you to win money.
Mm-hmm.
So I would recommend you go back and listen to that show. She gave a lot of tips, and you may want to get one of her books on it as well. And I would focus on following what she suggests to win money. And you may want to consider taking prosperity training as well, or listening to...
Well, I'm going to be at the East West bookstore on the 5th. I'm
good,
so delighted to know that you're going to be there.
Yes, perfect. Well, I'll do some help for that, too. Okay, and thank you for calling in.
Okay. Happy New Year.
Okay, to you, too. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week your tip is this. This is the time of year when we set New Year's resolutions, and here's a better idea for doing this. Instead of setting a narrowly focused goal, set an intention. When we set an intention, we open up to numerous possibilities related to how the intention could be accomplished. Also, open up to co-creating that intention with others, even intentions that are primarily personal. Such as getting in better shape or losing weight, may be co-created with others, such as a nutritionist, a personal trainer, a yoga exercise class, or an accountability partner who's contacted every day. Consider the possibility that the universe may have something better in mind for you and open to other ways your intention may be accomplished. It could be a lot easier than you expect. Now, next Friday on January 7th, my guest will be Peg Donahue, and we'll be talking about how to create a prosperous year. So tune in next Friday. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletters. Or call us toll-free to arrange a consultation or custom timing at 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404, or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. A Deal bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with a Deal is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with a Deal.
The search is over. The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by, is your connection to tens of thousands of people waiting to hear your empowering message, waiting to choose your product or service. Dr. Pat's goal is to connect you with the people that want high-quality products and services created with love for humanity and the earth. Products and services like yours. Be the business that joins the buzz. The Dr. Pat Show buzz. The buzz of talk radio to thrive by. Connect with people that value conscious living and mindful thinking. Living life full out. Have your business be identified with this powerful and inspiring show. Join the buzz. Be the buzz. Let the Dr. Pat Show talk radio to thrive by. Be the conduit to those who would benefit most from your services. To sponsor the Dr. Pat Show, call Dr. Pat at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Let our success be your success.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.